Let's check now the futures markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois for this Monday afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
How did the trade ensue today now that we're looking forward to a crop progress report yet this afternoon?
Well, the bean market was on fire, definitely. Beans have taken over leadership here over the near term. We're seeing two aggressive bidders. We're seeing the export side being aggressive. Supposedly Asia's been a huge buyer here. Then, two, the domestic end user here in the U.S. Trying to accumulate some inventory. So for some meal and oil needs here has been aggressively buying. And the producer, kind of spot seller here, not dumping a whole lot of beans on the market, which created a vacuum here. We're in this traditional time window here of Columbus Day marking a historic low again and watching the market move higher here to shake some beans loose to fill some near-term demand. As far as the reports go, we'll have this afternoon's crop conditions report, which probably take a backseat to harvest progress. The ideas are that the bean harvest is 60% complete and corn harvest probably 40% complete. And more importantly, we'll start to look at what areas are ahead and what areas are behind, with the northern region starting to struggle here on adverse weather conditions.
Yeah, so as soon as we get to 50% on corn, things should ease up on that marketplace?
Well, it's probably going to take more towards 75%, because what's going to happen is once we wrap up bean harvest in most areas, guys are going to be more aggressive in the corn side of it. So this is going to take a little time. But there's some good demand underneath the market. When you visit with guys that need to buy grain, they're anxious and they're willing buyers. They want to not get caught like they've had in the past here, not having some coverage on. So they're going to be in there, not standing in line, but take advantages of dips here to get that coverage on.
This would be domestic use by livestock producers, ethanol plants, or export market, or all three?
Two of the above. The export guy is not going to be real aggressive here until they get near term. As long as they get some near term, they'll be in there. But when you look at the export market, we're expected to see a 500 million bushel increase over a year ago, up to 1.2 billion bushel plus. I think that's a fairly aggressive number. Asia's going to have to be in there steadily throughout the whole marketing year to achieve that. So I believe the export number is a little high. The $8 corn number is pretty well dinged our corn demand worldwide. I think we've lost this export share, and it's going to take some time to regain that back. I believe $4 or less corn, we regain that back at some point in the time. But ethanol and feed use is going to be the two big, huge categories, as usual, to eat up the supply we're having come at us here this fall.
Any reason to believe and or fear the Informa number that shows many, many more soybean acres next year?
I don't believe so. I think somebody's talking their position when it's all said and done. I could see isolated areas maybe going that route, but when you look at the corn-bean ratio for new crop out that far, I don't see that big a switch to the beans. If wheat prices would run on up higher, you could probably see a couple million acres increase in double crop. But right now we're having trouble getting some of the soft wheat in here in the east due to two wet conditions in some areas there. I think that was probably an extreme number. We don't foresee that, Todd.
Yeah, and they suggested, what, a 7 million acre switch into soybeans?
It's huge, yeah. I don't have those right in front of me here.
But
that's
the number.
But, here in the Central Belt, guys just, set on corn, and it's going to be awful hard to see that shift unless this D14 corn goes down below $4 or at $4.85 on the board. We feel producers can make some money hedging 14 crop here at $5 plus, and having a good crop is still profitable to plant corn.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joined us here on the closing market report for this Monday afternoon.